Jesse, your music covers a lot of ground. There's influences of country, Americana, punk, rock and roll. What kind of audience come out to your shows?
The people who I attract, a lot of them are either people who are really into real country music, who aren't into what's going on in mainstream radio, are there people from, they're rock fans who are, you know, disenfranchised musically and they're looking for something different. Preachers, I'll keep a prayer for me, but the devil's music gonna set me free. Sunday morning, I'm so
hungover, I'm a Holy Ghost rock and roller. You had a solo album in 1995 that was a hit on Americana charts. How has the platform of radio and its audience changed over the course of your career with your music? The niche audiences you seem to be hitting now don't have their music played on radio currently.
Not at all, no. And I mean, basically I'm building a cult following is what that's the only thing I've been doing the whole time. You know, I never felt estranged, like I was shunned, because I never wanted to be a part of that. I was on this kind of hokey Nashville show in 90, I forgot when it was. It was the mid-90s, called Crook and Chase. And it would look like if you would have turned the sound down, it would have looked like a Christian broadcasting network that was selling Bibles. The times change, but the folks stay the same. Living and loving, just dealing with the pain. Loving's as fine as sunshine. But risen Kansas rides rain. I'm on there, and there's all these guys with kind of like mullets and these pastel bright colors, and I don't fit in. And Christofferson happened to be on the show tonight, and he befriended me, and we hung out. And the next day, because Chris was on the show, Waylon was watching the show. And that's how I kind of got plucked out of obscurity, was Waylon found me at this hotel room and said, "Hey, awesome. Watched you play last night, and I cut my finger cooking with Jesse Coulter, and you want to come play some guitar for me?" And since then, you know, it's kind of a hipster kind of thing that they're just now finding out who Townes Van Zandt is. And they're just discovering Johnny Paycheck's records on the Little Darlings record label. And God bless them. I hope it keeps going. But I see this thing go in and out and in and out and in and out. You know, it's just a circle.
For a lot of people that don't listen to country, I hear them chalk up the genre to having a beer, riding a tractor trailer, etc., those kind of things. Is that something that to you is real country?
It's 2019, man. That's why I'm glad this Ken Burns documentary on country music's out right now, because Merle Haggard smoked a lot of weed, man. People don't no, not Merle Haggard, not the guy that said we don't smoke marijuana in Muskogee. You know, I mean, it's just, you know, Johnny Cash was an activist, man. And, you know, like, these guys were not knuckle-dragging hillbillies. I mean, they were nuanced rural poets. It's an interesting time right now, and I think it's going to get, I'm really excited about it. I think it's like the world's starting to open its arms a little wider to different things like me, you know?